On today's show, the UPS driver took our snacks, but didn't leave the package. We'll explain.
Plus, we're drinking Schlafly Christmas Ale, reviewing the McDonald's Grinch meal.
And we're going to talk about our channel, How to Fix It Workshop, and our upcoming projects. All next on Stuck in Beta.
Yeah.
Hey there, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
Hey man, it's that holiday season, and I think we're doing snack first to keep it, because it's kind of a hot thing. It's gotta
keep it fresh.
Gotta keep it as well, as fresh as we can.
Yeah.
So we'll do this. Cashews, almonds. So McDonald's has a new adult Happy Meal, right?
Yep, adult Happy Meal.
For this season, it's the Grinch Meal.
Yeah, and so Greg, you told me about this earlier this week,
just
a couple days ago, and it sounded interesting. It sounded exciting, so I was looking forward to giving it a try, and you suggested we do that today.
And what is it, which one did you get? You got the chicken nugget one?
We picked the 10 nuggets.
All right.
And
solid.
What else did it come with? But the extra stuff that it comes with. I'm not too versed on that.
So, it comes with obviously your normal meal comes with a drink, fry, and like a burger, nuggets, whatever. Well, this came with a prize. I don't know what.
Oh, prize!
Let's get your prize.
Okay, we got some napkins. I got honey mustard.
Do you want me to record from your phone while you open?
Sure.
This thing? All right.
Let's see. Oh, we have an empty bag here, so that means
that's for the shaker fries.
Oh, okay.
That's the
shaker fries. We have the Grinch salt.
Yeah.
And then, what else do we have here? Oh. The Grinch meal, just a bag. I think this is socks, right?
That's your, that's the prize. It comes with some socks. You want to see which ones you got here?
We're going to do this just like your son Peter did.
Yeah,
check out the toy first. And we'll get to the food in a minute. Let's see.
Ooh, you got the red ones.
Ooh, red. Oh, I like them.
Wow.
These are cool.
Now you can be festive.
Yeah. Very nice. So I got some honey mustard for our nuggets as
okay,
well.
Okay, sounds good. Well, do you want to, let's do, the main event is the fries.
Yeah.
So, you do, you dump the fries in the bag.
Okay. Let's do this. Was there any kind of specific reason why they wanted to change the flavor of the fries? Is there any explanation?
So, they have mixed shaker fries in other countries.
Okay.
But it's never been around here. And this,
directions say pour, sprinkle, roll, and shake for the seasoning.
So open, and this is Grinch salt, which is actually dill pickle. Are you not able to open it?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a little. Hang on.
This.
So you might need some scissors or use your teeth for the little seasoning packet. I feel like I'm going to make a mess. All right.
Pour
the whole thing in there. Wow, that's a lot, actually. Okay. And then
roll the bag and shake.
Roll and shake.
Shake it good, man. And
you think I'm not a good shaker? Man, I can smell it. It smells like pickles.
You could dump it on the empty side of the
nugget tray
there.
All right. I hope it's shooken well.
Oh yeah, look at them.
Oh, the salt. I see a lot of it on the bottom, but I do see a lot on the fries as well.
Well, there you go.
All right. Let's dig in.
Do we want
Do we want to what? Oh.
Those are salty.
Yeah. It's not bad. The fries are not as fresh as I'd like them to be.
Yeah, they're a little cold and soggy.
But it wasn't that long ago that we picked them up.
Yeah.
You need to have some more?
Yes. I'm going to stop this.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, let me try.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I actually like the flavor of those. Those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
The dill pickle seasoning. Very, very salty.
Yeah.
It adds, because they probably, I mean, they don't give you plain fries with no salt or anything. So you're drinking those, or drinking, pulling out a cup of soda here. You're eating those with salt upon salt.
Yeah. I would have liked to have fresher fries, and I don't know how fresh they were, me picking them up, but it wasn't that long ago. But I guess, you know, that's what happens with McDonald's fries. It's like after 5 or 10 minutes, or actually as they lose their heat, they're pretty much crap.
It's funny how much, no one ever does this, but if you eat there, the food is so much better.
I agree. I eat there all the time.
Oh, do you?
Not all. I mean, I shouldn't say that. When I go to, it's hard to talk with my mouth full. When I've gone to McDonald's, I do try to eat there.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I don't eat there unless I got one of the kids and then they could jump in a play. Well, there's only a couple that have the Playlands anymore. I'm going to have a nugget. I always stick with sweet and sour and barbecue. I don't think I've ever had their honey mustard.
Oh, well, something else new for you.
Oh.
Let's see. I guess one thing to point out is the price here. I didn't even pay attention to what it was. And we had picked up a Happy Meal for Peter as well. But the adult Happy Meal, this doesn't have the prices on there. Of course.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know how much it was. Yeah, this is an interesting, just little, I guess there's like a temporary run for the holiday season.
So I know in other countries, I thought they had like buffalo fries, like a buffalo shaker, and maybe ranch. I don't quote me on that, but that sounds like two easy seasoning choices.
Yeah, ranch for sure.
But I would like to see more versions of this, you know, because I think their fries are good when they're hot, but, you know, this makes them a little premium, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
They added a little touch of the socks.
I know.
Pretty cool.
So now you got some holiday socks. Yeah. I probably have about 1,000 holiday socks.
Yeah. Me too. All right. Well, you give it a... I guess we don't really grade these things, but you think it's a pretty solid choice?
I do. I actually think it's a good... I like it. I think... I don't know the price. I don't know if it's worth it. You get a pair of socks. If you're like me and you are, you know, you have a lot of different socks too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we both probably have a bunch of crazy socks, so adding another to your collection is kind of cool, and then you get the Grinch fries, too.
I actually do have another pair of McDonald's socks, because these have the McDonald's logo on there.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't see it, which is nice. It would be covered by your shoe. But I have another pair that are the Cardinals and Blues, which were combined together.
Mm-hmm.
I think they came out around Christmas, but that was a situation where you just buy the socks, and I have those, but they have, it's like, McDonald's logo, Blues logo, Cardinals logo, and it's just like all over the place. And I'm like, I don't really want the McDonald's logo all over my ankles.
Yeah. So. They smell like French fries, too. So.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll finish our lunch and then we'll be on with the rest of the show.
Okay. And that was our snack.
It was delicious.
Unless we switch this up and put the snack in a different
place. Oh, no, because you've already done the intro and all that, so it makes sense at the beginning.
Do you want to go over a few things or start the beer?
Let's start the beer, and we can do things as we have the beer.
Well, that's true. Gets more fun.
Yeah. So I brought this one with me because it's been sitting in my beer fridge. I think I mentioned it on the last episode that we had. This one is from Schlafly, a local St. Louis brewery and one of our favorites. I have had this one since last Christmas. It's their Christmas ale.
Christmas. We drank some beer. No.
So it's a year old, and I'm just kind of curious, as we started to clean out Greg's beer fridge last time, I'm kind of wanting to clean out mine, and I remember liking this last year, and going back to when we first started getting into craft beers, I remember both of us did not like these.
Yeah, we weren't a fan of this particular one.
Was this the one that you swore tasted like a Christmas tree?
Maybe. I could have. So back in the day, I used to think IPAs would sometimes taste like a Christmas tree with all the pininess. So I think that's probably what I was remembering. This is 8% ABV. It is low hop flavor, medium balance malt flavor, 22 IBUs.
It's considered a winter ale.
Here, you got it on there?
Yeah. It blends the spices of the season with sweet caramel malt. Yeah, special release Christmas ale is available for a limited time with a new style every few months. What does that mean? With a new style every few months.
Maybe
I guess the special a releases? New
special release. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, it smells good.
Yeah. Why are you growling at me? I wasn't talking to Josh there.
Yeah, this is kind of how I remember it. It's
it tastes less spicy to me than
what we would have thought years ago, or than what you've had recently. Like, have you had this in recent years?
I don't think I've had this in probably 3 to 5 years.
Okay. I don't know that they changed it or if our taste buds just evolved, but I like this one. And it doesn't seem like it's lost anything since
I tried it
last year.
It's not bad at all. It almost is close to like a Scotch ale.
Yep.
Kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know what I'm sure we've reviewed this in the past. We had to have, right?
Really? I don't know.
It's had to have been on our list. Right now, I would put it B+. I'd put it around there right now.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
I'm feeling generous.
It's the holiday season.
No, it actually does. It's a good one. I would probably get more.
Your dogs are like wanting to be in my lap for some reason.
I don't know.
Both of them today.
They're not too smart.
I'm going to check and see if I can find Schlafly Christmas. Oh, yeah. 2013?
20.
Wow.
12 years ago we reviewed it.
We'll have to watch that after the show.
Cause I
I'm
have
really
no
curious.
Idea what... Yeah. That would have been in my 30s, I guess.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, that was a long time ago. It says, for the description of that video, it says, this was episode 26. It says, Greg and Josh rushed to produce a review of another local favorite from Schlafly. Merry Christmas to all.
Jeez. Huh.
7.5 minutes long. We'll have to check that out after.
And we just spent, what, maybe 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I think we were wordy back then.
We still can be.
Yeah, we still are. But when it comes to beer reviews, it's like, yeah.
It's good. It kind of reminds me of this. Or
got
that.
A good color and it tastes good. Good times. Yeah. So, getting to our life stuff. Thanksgiving just happened. You have a good time?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah. We hosted and had some of my family over and kids and... Yeah, I baked a turkey this year. I kept it boring. I know a lot of us in our friend group are doing fancy things with our turkeys, and
fancy things.
Well,
we all cook them,
smoke them, or I don't think anybody's really deep frying them, but
a lot of smoking or grilling or whatever, and I just did mine in the oven. But I did follow Alton Brown's procedure, if you will. And
that new video he put out, or one of the older ones?
Actually, it was the oldest one. His newest one, he did pretty much the same thing, but he went more in depth with it. But this was a clip from the old food.
Good Eats.
Yeah, Good Eats. Where he made the, what did he call it? The breastplate or breast shield or something like that, where you form a piece of aluminum foil
over
in the size
of
it. Yeah. And then put it on. So you bake it at 500 for a half an hour and then drop the temperature down to 350, put the breastplate on, and then let it go for the rest of the remaining time.
So that part doesn't burn.
Yeah, so the white meat of the breast stayed really juicy.
Oh,
it was probably the juiciest that I've ever had a baked turkey, so it turned out pretty good.
That's cool.
How about yours?
I went over to my folks, or my in-laws. I went over to their house for morning Thanksgiving, I guess. Well, it was around noon or whatever, noon, 12:30. I had baked some pies. I brought over a pecan and a pumpkin for their house and because we hosted as well for my parents. And I made another pumpkin and an apple for here. But I smoked a turkey breast. So it was it was still intact. So they knock it off. Dogs are wrestling here. So you can get the breast roast or whatever, where it's kind of like a formed thing and it's boneless.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's literally just the breast part of the turkey with everything cut off. You still have the rib cage there.
Oh, okay.
So I did the day before because we weren't going to be home for me to smoke it. So it turned out well because I smoked it, cooked it till it was done, and wrapped it. It said to wrap it in plastic wrap, Reynolds wrap, whatever, and then wrap it with aluminum foil after that. Put it in the fridge. So the next day, I sliced it cold, put it in the fridge with some, put it in the oven with some, chicken broth.
Oh.
With it sliced up, put it in there. It turned out perfect. It was juicy, and it was a lot easier to slice cold. I've never
sliced it
cold before. Always, it's kind of messy when you're doing it hot because it's, juices are coming out, and,
Do you have an electric knife?
I don't.
I actually have one.
Yeah?
My brother-in-law, a year ago, he was over, and I was really having a hard time with ham, I think it was, for Christmas. And he said, let me find you one of those electric knives. And he's a Goodwill hunter or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Goodwill shopper. And he found one and got it for me. And this was the first time I used it. Man, that thing was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like using a power tool on your on your food.
I know Jeff swears by his, too. I've never...
Yeah, I like it.
I'm like, I don't really have a need. My knife is sharp, and I don't know. Maybe it'd be easier.
It is. It has two knives, and they cut
in
different motions. And, yeah, it would made things a lot easier.
Well... Maybe next year. Maybe I'll do it next year.
There you go. You're a gadget guy. I'm surprised you don't have one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so. I just have to find another place for another kitchen gadget.
And, right.
We already have so much.
Yep.
Speaking of kitchen gadgets, so Black Friday was obviously after Thanksgiving. Did you take advantage of any deals?
We did not this year.
Really?
Don't think that we really did much shopping at all that I can think of.
Really? I bought a lot of crap. The big one for us was a new air fryer. The air fryer we had was some generic brand that It was more like a toaster oven, but the whole exterior, the outside, would get so hot. If it was on and you barely touched it, you would burn yourself.
Oh.
And it wasn't like, oh, we got to be safe for the kids. It was more for us, so we didn't burn ourselves. So we got like a cool ninja one, and it's got two different baskets, and you could have two different things going at two different temperatures.
Hmm.
So kind of nice. It's a little overkill, but you know,
yeah, that's pretty cool though.
It was half price, so what the hell. And then got a bunch of Christmas gifts for the kids, and for me, like, if you know me, I wear Vans shoes all the time, so I bought a new pair of shoes on there, and then I added on with socks and, well, this
that
hoodie. This hoodie as well, you know. And I got an extra large. I like hoodies huge. This is pretty damn big though, but I figure once I wash it, it'll shrink up anyway. So
yeah,
but
that's cool. We got, speaking of an air fryer, we had a I guess notification that the air fryer that we purchased had to be years and years ago, more than 5 years ago. It had a recall on it, and I guess Lori received that notification through Amazon, and it said if you'd like to have it replaced, you just need to. I don't know why, but they ask you to cut the cord off of it.
Oh, so you can't use it? And yeah,
is that why?
Yeah, I think it's it was the same way with we had one of those Lake Crusette pans,
mm-hmm.
and it had a problem with the finish on the bottom, and they said we ask you destroy it and throw it away. But how are they gonna know? Asked you to take a picture.
They asked for proof, and they said that they would not ship the new one until you took that picture and sent it to them.
It's not like you don't know how to splice a.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna get a new one, which will probably be a little bit better. The only problem that I ever had with ours that kind of annoyed me is I felt like it didn't contain the smell very well. It all went like into the room.
Oh.
And I remember asking you about that years ago, and you said that you didn't think yours like made the house smell or anything, and ours it always seemed like we had to light a candle afterwards or something.
Well, what are you making that it smells so bad?
I mean, it wasn't a bad smell. It's just I don't like the house really smelling like dinner for a long period of time after dinner.
Yeah,
and it was. I don't know if you've ever had like the red bag chicken from Aldi. It's all it is a seasoned like breaded chicken breast that you can put on a sandwich or use as a sandwich. Those tended to like really just make the house smell like that. And then if the furnace or whatever would be on, then it would like suck it up and blow it all over. Yeah. So
what's the worst is when you go to and then you smell your clothes and you're like that. For me, chicken doesn't always do that. Beef does though, but I don't cook a lot of different proteins in the air fryer, I guess. You know, we'll do a lot of reheat pizza, we'll do a lot of french fries and potatoes and vegetables. A lot of, you know, frozen toasted rav, that type stuff. I don't think that has a lot of aroma to it, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know, maybe this one won't do that as much. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. But that was your Black Friday, huh? You just got some gifts for you.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. And, man, we've been having packages galore. We have... So on my porch, on, you know, the front porch, I put a cooler. We have a bunch of snacks like chips and cookies and stuff. And then there's like candy. And, you know, some people come, like one of the guys was there the other day. I opened up to get my packages. He was still in his truck. Yeah. And he goes, oh my gosh, thank you very much. And Molly saw him on camera, like, oh, this house is the best. They always have.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, that's kind of cool. Now, here's the thing, though. So that was a different UPS guy. The past 2 days, there's been a UPS guy that pulled up comes up, grabs snacks and soda or whatever, leaves, but doesn't leave a package.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He did it again today. I don't know what he grabbed yesterday, but I know I didn't have any drinks in there yesterday.
He's like making his way through the neighborhood and just stopping off at your place for a snack.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so, So today I caught him on the camera while I heard the dogs barking like crazy. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's just a delivery or whatever. And then I went down there. I opened the door. I see the truck leave, and there's no package.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
He's just stopping for a snack.
I check the camera. He grabs a bag of chips. He grabs a candy bar. He goes in and grabs two sodas out of the cooler.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to add like some fine print to that sign that says, please only take if you are actually dropping off a package.
Well, here's the thing. Should I be pissed about it or should I just let it go? But also, I can't be filling it every day for this guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably have a pretty good idea when things are going to be delivered, so you don't have to leave it out there every day, right?
Yeah, but some things, not always, because Molly orders stuff all the time. I don't know what's coming from what she orders.
Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good... Whenever you... guys do your Amazon, do you ever, because on I don't know if this is for everyone, but on ours it says your most efficient day or something like that is Thursday, so they try to encourage you to deliver your things on Thursday.
I don't know, our UPS guy is there every day, so
it's UPS. Yeah,
but this was UPS, and I think all of them have to take a picture of a package now when they make a stop. So he's
probably delivered to you before, and because clearly he knows that you have that stuff. But,
yeah, but
man,
he delivered like a couple houses down the street, and I felt
I couldn't do that, and if I were in his shoes, I could not do that. You know, and that would eat at my conscience. Like, I could not just walk up to a house and take a snack if I'm not doing a job for that person.
Right. And I don't mind him taking, but him also taking so much bothers me too. If he grabbed a bag of chips, it wouldn't be for me, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's grabbing two sodas, and chips, and candy.
He's like, I don't need lunch anymore.
Yeah, I feel, and he's not a regular UPS guy.
Hmm.
I know the regular guy I see, maybe he's not going to be there next week or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the regular one is on vacation or something, or,
hmm.
But I don't know what to do. Someone delivering your stuff, do you actually want to say something like, and then have them pissed off? And
no.
Have them, broken stuff?
No, but, I don't know. Gosh, that's so weird that somebody would go to that. Because it's pretty clear that you have cameras on the front of your property, too.
I know.
Man, I don't know. That's pretty ballsy.
That's a new one. Funny thing was, scrolling through Facebook a few days ago, This was before that happened. I saw a video, and everyone said it was AI or whatever, but I don't know if it was. It looked like a camera video, and there was like a delivery guy grabbing a few snacks out of one of those.
Okay.
And the lady over the camera, please only take one, so there's stuff for the rest of the delivery drivers. And he like flipped out. He goes, I already touched it. It's mine. And then he ran off.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if that was legit or not, but
it's a really nice gesture that you guys even do that, but it's just sucks that somebody's going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would never have even considered doing something like that. You're the only person I've ever seen do that, and I never even knew it was a thing.
but and clearly,
clearly, no one else in the neighborhood is doing it.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, nobody else is doing it either because they,
or maybe they are, and he's just loading up his own little snack.
Man,
yeah,
gosh, that's crazy. Two sodas. That's man. Like, if you're gonna, yeah, if you would have gotten a soda and a bag of chips, but. Still, he didn't provide a service for you. He's just being greedy. And
because I went out and looked, I'm like, basically, there's no packages. And then I looked up the street, and he stopped at, you know, two houses down, and was getting out. I was like, you know, what do I go? Hey, where's my package? Or, you know,
hey, did you forget to drop off my package when you were loading up your arms with all my snacks?
I don't know.
He was the kid that was going around to the neighborhood that had the bowl that said, please take one during trick or treating.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And he dumped the whole thing in his trick or treat bag.
So look here. Did I already pass
it? Oh, yeah, the video.
So he okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there.
Pulls up
there,
and stops. Nope. There we go.
Okay, here he goes. He's pulling up. We can even add this to the. You'd hear my dogs going crazy.
Yeah. We have to censor or blur his name. Yeah, he's just walking up nonchalant, like he's like, oh,
nothing
yeah, it's time for my lunch.
Grabs.
Dude. I mean, you hear the dogs chips. Going crazy.
And look, he's got two.
Oh, my goodness. Man. I mean, he was on a mission. He knew what he was after. Wow. Gets back in the truck. Has his snacks and his couple sodas and drives away. Wow. He does a little honk. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
So our other UPS guy was the one... Our normal guy, he's the one. He was like, oh, thank you so much or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Unless he sent the word out.
That's what I was just going to ask. Yeah, I wonder if they...
But
they
he I've never seen him stop without delivering.
Man. That's... I hear you. You don't want to, like, make a deal out of it and cause some kind of angst, but you don't want to be taken advantage
of. Our boxes get all smashed up.
Yeah. So speaking of that, we had ordered a few things. And we'll get to this maybe in our How to Fix It workshop segment. But we had ordered a dumbbell rack for our home gym, and several days had passed and it never arrived. And I asked Lori about it. I'm like, I'm surprised that hasn't shipped yet. We ordered that like over a week ago, and she looks up on Amazon and it says, Your package is being returned upon your request. And I'm like, I never requested to return it.
That's weird.
And she, you know, she knew she hadn't. So she just looked into it a little closer and it gave like a list of reasons why there could have been a request to return it. And one could have been like the carrier damaged it and they are sending it back or something. But they like already refunded our money and like we just ordered it again.
Oh.
But I don't know. It was very strange. I've never had that happen before.
Yeah, that's strange. I don't know. The only other delivery thing I had, so lots of stuff on Black Friday that was, you know, on sale. So on Amazon, one thing I saw, I like the Liquid Death waters. I kind of like just the plain ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sparkling water. I like those. And whenever I get them for cheap, I'll get some. It's not something I regularly get, but they had this soda flavored ones, which I had never tried before. I'm like, let me give it a try. Well, they arrived and like one of the cans in the 12 pack was broken. And trying to find how to return something on Amazon, it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Cause I went, okay, this is damaged. And it says, sorry, you can't return this product. I go, I know I can't return it, but can you refund me? And I had to find wherever the chat feature was eventually. And so essentially I got it for free, because they refunded my money. And all the other ones were fine, but
mm-hmm.
But that's yeah. Strange. So,
been watching anything else? We talked about Chair Company last time, but
I'm kind of so it's over now. And
was it only 7 episodes or did
eight,
it turn out
eight episodes?
Okay, I haven't seen the 8th one.
Okay, I won't give a lot away, but I will say there's going to be a season 2.
Oh,
they did say that, and it didn't end as it didn't end how I wanted it to.
Hmm. Is it a cliffhanger?
It almost felt like they're being silly and like boom end.
Oh.
Like there was no like real conclusion to a lot of things. So, and there's no way they could have known that a second season was coming.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've enjoyed it. I think it's a really weird show, but I have had fun with it. But yeah.
I did end up watching the movie Friendship.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was really good. That's one that I could probably watch a couple more times because I'm sure I missed things that were like just subtlety or whatever. But it's similar character like you had mentioned to what he does in the Chair Company.
Every role is the same.
I thought it was great. And Paul Rudd, I mean, I don't know. Paul Rudd seems like one of the coolest guys in Hollywood because to do some movie like that probably, you know, I mean, I would consider him kind of like an A-list celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's done Marvel movies and everything, but he's done a few of those kind of movies that most people aren't going to see them. And
right.
They probably took 2 weeks or 3 weeks to film or something like that. But
almost like he's doing a favor for a friend or
something.
Yeah,
like he just enjoys the different of whatever it is and likes working with different people, but I really liked it a lot. It took a lot of different turns that I was like, man, this is so awkward.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie though.
And Paul Rudd plays like the cool guy you want to hang out with type thing too, which is kind of what he would play in real life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Meteorologist.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I like that.
And then Stranger Things dropped. Is that what the kids say, right?
Sure. I think that's been a thing for a long time now.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was coming up with something clever.
When did
there.
Drop It Like It's Hot, that single, come out?
Oh, I have no idea. But I hear kids say that in reference to, I guess, you know, new music or
2004.
Podcast? Okay. Well... Stranger Things dropped on, was it on Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah. I think we're only a couple episodes in. We need to catch up.
We've watched all 4. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot too.
We are disappointed that there aren't more episodes to watch right now.
Yeah.
Because we've been every night this week watching a new, want to watch another episode? Want to watch another? Oh no, there are no more.
And I've done some like behind the scenes type stuff too as well. There's tons and tons of stuff of content out there on YouTube about all the, you know, just making of and just, you know, discussions with the Duffer Brothers and discussions with the actors on how they do different things. And I find all that stuff like really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And how the actor who plays Vecna, like almost.
Vecna, yeah.
Did I mispronounce it?
Did you say Vecna or Vecna?
Oh, I don't know what I said, but...
Vecna. I don't know. Right?
I don't know. But I... one of the videos that I was watching, I mean, most of that, and we may have talked about this before, but most of that is real. Like, there's, like, no CGI or anything. It's I think they say it's, like, 90% real, like, all the stuff in the costume and all that. And the sets that they make... One of the things that practical effects. One of the things that I noticed about Stranger Things that's, I feel like, a little bit different than some of the other shows is they'll put so much work into a set that you'll only see that set for like 10 seconds or something. And you know that they have put a lot of work into that. And one of the videos I was watching discussed exactly that. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of what I thought, where they were talking about, like, it took weeks for this crew to build this set. And then you see it for like, a half a minute or whatever, and But I think it's a great show, and you know, I'm glad that it's continued, and I'll probably be sad that it'll eventually end.
Well, this is the last. This yeah. is the end.
Like, oh, it is.
Yeah,
I knew that.
So yeah, December on Christmas Day, the next three episodes come out, and the finale is on New Year's Eve.
Is that just one on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it's like a 2.5 hour episode okay. or whatever. So I mean, it's basically another movie. All of these are mini movies, and I guess that would be more of a full length movie.
Yeah, these first few have been a variety of lengths, I guess. They've been around like 50 minutes, something like that, hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think four was an hour and 20 or something like that, the fourth one.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I like it. Sometimes I have to go back to the internet and have things explained to me.
Oh, yes, we did that too.
I'm like, I definitely needed a recap for... Yeah. I'm like, it's been so long, yeah. And even seeing they're child actors, well, no longer child actors, but when they started, I think 11 was actually 11, and what, she just turned 21?
Yeah.
So.
10 years.
It's you know, they age, mm-hmm. and you can see it. It's not like, it's only a 4-year gap in the show, but, you know, 10 years and.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that it's only been 4 years in the show.
It was 83.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And now it's 87.
That's yeah. right. Huh. But yeah, they definitely feel like... It's still, they make them look like high schoolers, you know, I think they...
Right. Well, and then I guess the mall season, Robin, that girl from that was mm-hmm. introduced in that season, she was making a lot of Back to the Future references and yeah. talking about it. So it that... season had to be after 85, so
mm-hmm.
yeah. they probably told the actual date then, but
probably. Yeah, it's really good. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The only other thing that we had watched, and we kind of binged this, it was, I think, the top show on Netflix for a minute, and that's why it kind of got on our radar. It was called The Beast in Me, and it's you know, just like a it's more like a thriller, I guess, and it has Claire Danes in it, and I don't think I have ever seen her in anything, but I knew her name,
right?
So I looked her up, and I'm like, oh, she was the Romeo and Juliet, like back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
She was Juliet in that movie with
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but I don't know that I've ever seen her in anything else. But she's a really good actress. And she's won a ton of awards that I had no idea. So I don't
now
know.
You're going back and watching
complete
works of Claire Danes.
No. But I just I just mentioned it because it was something that we were watching. And it's a really good show.
Cool.
Anything you've been watching?
No, I watch Pluribus. I love that show. Mm-hmm. I think episode 6 today, something like that. I really like that show. I think it's really cool.
That's on our list.
And yeah, you need to watch that at some point. I mean, you could hold off so you can watch them more in a row.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they're up to 6. I think this is the midpoint. I think there's going to be 12 episodes this season, either 10 or 12. That tends to be normal now for seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do the old
23,
24
right.
episodes.
Yeah.
When you look at old shows, you're like, oh my gosh, they had 200 episodes, but we're only on for 4 years. You know?
Yeah. You know?
It's like, how did that happen?
But yeah, they I guess, do they still do that? They got to have long seasons on regular television. I don't know though.
I don't know. I think they're more. I think 15 is kind of the.
Is it
what they do now? Maybe I'm wrong, but
we always, Lori and I were both like, we'll see commercials if you're watching like a football game or something, and it's like new on CBS, everything's NCIS or something. You know,
like, who watches?
And that's what we always say.
Parents that are watching it.
That's exactly what I say. I'm like, well, you know, your mom. You know, I'm telling Lori that your mom's watching this.
Yeah, that's. That's what they want. They're like, I'm used to watching stuff on the CBS, so I'll continue watching it Tuesday night or whatever night it is. I don't know.
And they still live by it comes out on Tuesday, so I'm watching it on Tuesday. Like, they don't even worry about the...
They may watch it a day late. I don't know if they... I don't know what they do, because TV is what they watch. That's
really...
They don't... They don't have any hobbies. TV. That's what they do. But, yeah, remember, like, NBC, must-see TV? It was always a Thursday night, and they had that lineup of sitcoms. I don't even know if they do they do. I wouldn't know.
I have no idea.
I don't think there's a single show I watch on that channel.
There's not a... Well, you still watch some of the CBS stuff, like, or you watch the what do you call it, trash TV?
Trash TV. I watch Survivor, yes.
I...
Now, even, like, I love The Amazing Race, but this season is, like, all Big Brother stars that are, like, and...
It's trash TV crossover.
I know. I literally couldn't watch the first episode, so...
Hmm.
I was like, I guess I'm not watching it this season. And I really like that show. That's a fun show, but
season 28 or something. Well, I can tell you the tech stuff real quick. I don't know if this is a in-depth discussion or not, but I've been doing some work in my basement the last week or so, just remodeling my home gym. And one of the things that I noticed as I was kind of going through some of my unfinished areas is, like, all the crap that we, I think you were a big part of it, that we put in like 15 years ago, all the Ethernet cables.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then I ran the coax cables all over the place, like every room.
Right. And how often you need those anymore?
Not at all. It's so weird.
Unless you're using over the air antenna, which.
Yeah, that's true. But I have it in pretty much every room, I think.
Yeah.
I have Ethernet and coax. And then I also have, in the room that I'm kind of redoing, that I ran an HDMI cable that was, I think, 30 or 50 feet long.
Yeah.
I can't even remember why I did it. I think it was because we had, like, Dish Network in the living room downstairs, and then we wanted to run a feed to another TV.
Yeah.
And keep it HD. So I have this rolled up, like, I can't pull it all out because it's probably tacked in places or whatever. So I have all this, like, spaghetti of wires going in all these different directions that is completely useless now. But at the time, we were like, oh, yeah, while we're finishing the basement, let's get all these lines.
Right, because you didn't do the drop ceiling. You had actual drywall ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's just so... I found it so weird that all that stuff is in my house that I don't use. And, you know, like, your house here, you don't have any of that stuff, do you?
No, Ethernet isn't a bad thing to have, because I have ran a few, because even wireless access points need to be need to be connected through that, and I have one on each floor. So.
Right, so it's just the actual, I guess, Google, is it router?
The wireless access point, the AP or whatever. Well, Google Wi-Fi is
Call
it, the PUCs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, and I have a few ran over, I don't think I have any in here, but I do, when Molly was going to work on the other side at one point when she was working at home. But so that at least is a technology we're still using, you know, somewhat. I guess I probably use it more than you do because I have a lot of different equipment that I may plug in and stuff that you may not have.
Yeah, I don't know. It just was interesting to me because I kind of had forgotten about it because the spaces that I, like, it's in my utility closet where my water heater and HVAC system is, you know, you can see a lot of it running in different directions. And then, in our storage rooms, you can see it where we pulled it. Mostly it's in the rafters or in the floor joists. So it's not like I'm looking up there all the time, but it's just, I noticed it the other day and I'm like, wow, we put a lot of work into that.
Now, does your house have any Yours is built 2007, right?
2005.
2005. Does it have any, like phone wire?
I think it does. Yeah, it has either one or two.
That, I mean, that wasn't even asked when we built our house, you know, that like who would want that, you know? Even in 2005, it was on its way out, you know?
Yeah, it had to be. It was.
I think at my other house, the only time I used it is when you had DSL had to have an actual phone line coming in or something, and then they changed all that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. That's, I don't know. Coax, on one hand, I'm like, yeah, I don't really need it. But if, like, do you have AT&T? Are you on AT&T now?
No,
are
it's
you,
still Spectrum.
You're still Spectrum. So they still use coax. Mm-hmm. So if you were to, like, go, I want to move my modem to this room or whatever, you know.
And so there's only really one entry point for it, and that's in that basement room. So that room that I'm just changing,
like,
some
your
things.
Storage slash closet.
It was initially going to be a home office back in the day, and that's where we put the hub for all the Ethernet cables.
Oh, I'm thinking of the behind your fridge and freezer.
No, this is the little extra, like, it's not really a bedroom, but we have used it as, like, a spare room over the years, but it's our exercise room.
Okay.
Though. And it has a six port, I don't know, Ethernet thing where I guess back in the day that all the wires came off of the router, right? Am I saying
right?
That? And it plugged in.
And plugged in so you'd have to every room.
A feed to every bedroom and the upstairs living room and wherever we needed an Ethernet cable.
Yeah.
And it has an initials of, like, which room it is, like BR1. I don't know. I wrote, you know, what direction that plug is for, and it's just completely useless now.
Oh, well. So you just going to rip a lot of it out or just tuck it in and call it a day?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not in the way or anything like that. I'm just going to leave it as is. It just was a thing that I noticed, and I was like, wow, all that work that we did thinking that, like, let's take care of this while we have the ability.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we didn't even, I don't know if it was even on our radar that everything was going to be wireless and Bluetooth and whatever that quickly.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe at that time it was, but, like, still are, because you had the big beige box PCs in some of the bedrooms.
That's
and,
true, yeah.
And those are plugged in directly, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Did you hear, this is like breaking news. This happened before you came over today. Netflix is buying Warner Brothers.
Wow. No.
So it's a big deal because Warner Brothers is like HBO. That's like all the DC comics.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So they don't want the cable channels that's under that umbrella, like I think TNT, TBS, and all that.
Mm.
They just want the content.
Oh.
So that'll give them access to, like, Friends,
huh.
Sopranos, Big Bang Theory, all the DC stuff. And it sounds like they're going to continue having HBO Max is streaming and Netflix is streaming. And they said they're going to all the WB stuff that would get a normal theatrical release is still going to get that release. So, like, your big comic book movies that DC puts out, they're still going to put it out in the theater. They're not going to do, okay, direct to Netflix, which for big movies like that, that's, you still want to see it in the theater, you know?
Well, that diversifies Netflix then, doesn't it? Because they don't really have any kind of connection to the theater.
I mean, they have a few of their own. I think what they have, they've, they'll do like a week release, and we never see those release. I mean, who?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put it out for a week.
Oh.
In order to, because I think there's a Oscar, if you're going to get an Academy Award, I think it needs to have some sort of theatrical release. And what they'll do is just put it out for a week and then, you know, release it to their platform.
Huh.
So there was, it was up in the air. Some, they were up for sale, WB, and Paramount was, I think they were the front runners, but I don't know. There's a little bit of, you don't know what's going to happen with some companies when they buy it. Because Paramount, in order to add more money, the Saudis actually gave them money. And they have a little bit of... also, Paramount has a little bit of... how should I say this? They have a little bit of cohesion with their current administration.
Yeah.
So... there's that too.
Yeah.
But so Netflix, we'll see if it's going to work out great. My biggest thing when it comes to these things is DC going to be okay? James Gunn runs DCU now. Yeah. Huh. Are they going to continue him? It sounds like they're not going to change anything, but we'll see, you know.
Well, that's cool. But, I mean, it's good for Netflix, I guess.
It's going to take like, you know, a year and a half. All these things take a long time before they're complete, but I think it's like a year and a half. So
cool.
There you go. News.
News.
What do you got?
You
want
to
how to fix
it? You want to give this? So my thought here with how to fix it was that we've kind of touched on it a little bit here and there in different episodes, but maybe we could make it a regular segment so that it will be something that my thoughts were I could split this out of the podcast and maybe put it on the How to Fix It channel as a quote unquote podcast series for that channel. And just as an experiment, see how it does.
Oh, so cross promotion.
Cross promotion.
There
yeah.
you go.
Cause we do the, you know, the Beer 30 stuff. We do the half-assed TV stuff. We may as well just bring it all under one umbrella and just kind of keep, you know, all these things connected.
We're shooting our content everywhere.
That's right.
That didn't sound dirty at all.
Our content everywhere. And then I thought we could just call it Shop Talk and talk about what we're working on, if anything.
Shop Talk.
And whether or not there's anything that we can help each other with, or if there's any kind of like feedback that we've received from those videos that we want to chat about, anything like that. So
okay, well, let's do it. We do have a theme, but I could add the guitar strum that,
or we could do the, remember the one that you had for tips? It was like,
yeah, it was just a drill. Hey, I may actually, do I have that on here, or did I, my power went out? I gotta charge my iPad.
So
oh shit, how am I gonna play the, well, I'll just add it in post.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, well, I'll just sing it.
No, I'm not gonna do that. All that'll be cut out.
All right, Shop Talk.
Yeah, go for
it. Give this a try. So I've kind of been reinvigorated, I guess, with How to Fix It Workshop. It's a channel that we've started way back in like 2013 or something like that.
Hey, that was the same time when we reviewed this beer the first time.
That's right. It was a great year for us.
Yeah, we were doing things.
Yeah. And there's been many times where we've gotten together and said, hey, we want to do something with this channel. Let's make it consistent. Let's grow it. Let's put some energy into it. And then either one of us or both of us will like come out strong and then fall.
I think we went until like June this year. We were like... I mean, this was the most consistent year.
Yeah.
And then I fell off the wagon. Fell off the wagon? No, that's just... And I don't know. Well, you know, then I guess with me not, you didn't either. And then, well, you still released a couple things, but I've been terrible. Sorry.
Well, I'm hoping that here, we're in December and we're, you know, going to be coming up on New Year's resolutions. So I started recently.
It's
I got
a resolution every year for this channel.
I told you a couple weeks ago that I kind of regretted that I haven't filmed a couple projects that I've done. And it's not so much, I guess we have to be somewhat careful because it's not like we want to just dump everything into the channel. But if we're doing anything that's like DIY content that's somewhat related to like home repair or building something or fixing something, I think it falls under that category.
Right.
So the last couple of weeks, I have tried to do a better job of that because I'm typically doing some project and I'm like, let's go ahead and film it and try to make something of this and try to like use the old like get 1% better every time kind of attitude. So I had a couple weeks ago, I did some work on my truck and filmed that and didn't perform very well.
Right.
And then I did refinished some shelves that we had in our living room. That one didn't perform very well either, but I'm currently working on, I don't know what the proper word is for it. It's like a facelift or a remodel of our home gym. And I've been working on that for the last week. I'm filming all that, and I think it's going to turn out to be a couple of videos. Hopefully, okay, they'll be good, and hopefully they will get some attention. So that's kind of what I'm working on.
Well, that's cool. Since this is the first I'm hearing of this this segment, I'll continue. Hey, guys, we've been talking for weeks about my old 1964 Astrosonic turntable. I finally got it working. It's all in perfect order.
It sounds really good.
I've got the workings of a video. I shot a lot of stuff and a lot of failures.
I think that's good.
So I'm going to have to edit it down to, you know, here's what I tried and this and that. And personally, AI helped a lot. Because it gave me advice that I probably wouldn't have thought of because I'm not familiar with a machine like this. And that helped a lot. Just saying like, I've done this and I can't figure out what else, what's the next step. And it kind of, you know, so I don't know if I'll, maybe I'll kind of go through what I've talked to AI with. So I know a lot of people are looked down on it, but sometimes trying to search the internet for a Reddit group or a forum or anything like for a specific thing like this, or, you know, maybe a certain car of, you know, oh, my F-150 has this sometimes it's really difficult to find stuff, but if you... So, anyway, I will probably bring that up a little bit on showing how I fix this and what I went through.
I think it's a good point, though. It should be used as a tool, but you almost have to have some guardrails on it to think about, is it giving me the right information? And you almost have to kind of like verify it in some cases. I've heard that people mention that a lot where they'll ask it things and they get bad information back. But that's because they're verifying it. They're not going with, you know, exactly what it's spitting out to them.
Right.
In your case, it's telling you a variety of things. Some of them did or didn't work.
Right.
But it was a tool that helped you get closer and you didn't have to, like you said, waste time going through all these forums. Which the AI, and that, and, you know, I didn't really understand this probably 6 months ago, but really all it's doing, it's just a very sophisticated search engine that's bringing stuff back to you in a way that it's presenting it back to you in a way that you don't have to like drill into it and then read whatever that is. It's not instead of providing you a link, it's providing you the information that you're asking for.
Right. Yeah. Cause if I were to search for that specific thing and then, oh, maybe it's in this, like I was saying, discussion groups, forums, whatever, you'd have to drill down and go through tons of different posts until you find what someone's talking about. And
in some cases, I'd heard, depending on how niche that information is or that topic is, where there's not a lot of it out there, it might be giving you bad information back because the information that was in there was bad.
Yeah.
And so somebody, if it's on a discussion board or a website, you know, somebody's personal website or whatever it might be that you're looking for, that information just might be flawed. And it might be there may be a variety of information out there, and it's just picking whatever may have gotten the most traffic or the most interest or whatever, and it's returning that. And then that's why it always gives you the option, like, ask me more or dig deeper or whatever. And yeah, it's a good point. It's something that we should all get accustomed to using, I think, but you got to be careful with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it for everything, but it was a big help.
That's cool.
So yeah, I'm trying to think of some other projects that I'm working on. It's not a great time for me when it comes to projects, because I don't really have my biggest project. I'm probably gonna hire someone to do for tiling the whole upstairs.
Oh, the flooring?
Yeah, the flooring that I have, not tiling, the
LVP.
Yeah. Because I don't know how you and me, getting our schedules together, being able to move all that crap, it seems like a nightmare to me. I don't know.
I would entertain it, you know, if you wanted to talk about it more. It's one of those things that we would have to dedicate probably, I would say, at least like 2 weeks to. And I know you don't have that much time consecutively.
Right.
So it'd be like, well, does Greg work while Josh does, or does Greg do the day job while Josh does the work, and then we try to coordinate like a couple hours in the afternoon or evening together?
Well, I like that. You just do all the work. And
it might make for good content, though. You know, Josh is on his hands and knees and putting all this stuff together, and you pan to Greg, and he's just looking at his laptop. You know, are you done yet?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you need me to get you some lunch?
Yeah.
The other thing that I did recently was, it's going to actually release tomorrow, so this will probably come out after this, but I did a tune-up on my lawnmower, mm-hmm. and I don't know, have you ever done like a full-on, like buy a kit, do a tune-up on your lawnmower?
Only thing I've ever done is, usually I use the gas till it's empty, I try to, you know,
yeah.
but before the end of the season, and then the next year, I sharpen the blades.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it.
The reason why I had the idea to do this was, and I talk about this in the video, but I have a little bit larger, it's basically a push mower, self-propelled, but it's 30-inch deck where there's two blades underneath. And I was walking through Lowe's over the summer and saw my mower there for sale. And it was like $1,700.
Oh, wow.
And I bought it for $900 like 8 years ago. And I was like, holy crap, I know I didn't pay that much for it. So I, you know, went back and verified. And I'm like, I better take care of this thing because I don't want to have to buy another one anytime soon. And found a kit online that was like $60 or $70 for replacing the gas filter, the oil, the blades and spark plug, and I think there was a couple other things. And so it was a really nice, you know, kit. And I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, get this, do a proper full tune up,
right?
Clean up underneath the deck. Oh, the other thing I did is I spray painted the underside of my deck because it had been all the paint chipped off and it was starting to rust, you know, up underneath where the blades are. So I like, hopefully this will last a long time. And I filmed that, and you know, I think that's just, it's kind of an approachable DIY project.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just one spark plug on a lawnmower,
yeah,
typically. And then, cause I've done that before. I mean, that's not like, I've also shocked myself on, I think one of them had I think there's normally a plastic cover over those or something like
the
that.
The rubber. Yeah.
Yeah. But one, this has been years ago, whatever mower I had, it was basically just sticking out. And
oof.
Yeah, if you touch that.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't stop. It just.
It gives you a little jolt.
Yeah,
so don't do
sure.
that. But yeah, that sounds like a good project that anyone could do. You know,
it's one of those things that I think people should really it's just like taking care of your stuff, really, is all it comes down to. And I've had a couple mowers in the past where I've picked them up off the side of the road in our subdivision.
Oh yeah.
And taking them back, and it's like you can do a little bit of minor maintenance to them and fire them right. Like they wouldn't run, but I got them to fire up. And
I know you took one of mine. I think I gave it to you for 30 bucks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, "This is a piece of crap" or something.
I probably gave it a tune-up and it was fine.
Oh, yeah. But I know what happened. You told me the pull start broke off and then it
coils all the way up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pain to undo.
Yeah, that's probably a video too.
Probably.
But you probably already fixed that one.
I think we got rid of that mower. I don't remember what happened to it. Actually, I think it went to my grandma's house, and Landon still talks about it. Like, what happened to that mower? It's probably still at my grandma's house.
Oh, yeah? Do they use it? Or
no, she has a... my grandma passed away, but my aunt lives there, and I think they have a service that just comes out.
Oh,
so the mower's just sitting there.
So it's just
somewhere.
Sitting there full of gas from 5 years ago?
Probably, yeah. So it's not going to start.
Nice.
Anyway, that was kind of what I wanted to do with this segment.
All right, yeah. Probably, you think we'll have content each week for that?
I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
I'm going to really give it a try. And any feedback or comments that we get a lot of comments on our videos on How to Fix It Workshop. And, you know, some of them are good. I didn't bring any with me today, but... You know, I really appreciate the ones where people say, this was great. This helped me out a lot. This saved me money, or this prevented me from calling a repairman or a maintenance or whatever the case is.
Yeah, I love seeing that. That makes you feel all warm and gushy. Is that right?
Something like that.
Makes you feel good.
Makes you feel like you've given back a little bit.
Yeah, and so... But we do get a lot of, you're doing this wrong.
Sometimes.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
They're usually on my videos.
This guy sounds like Ray Romano.
Deborah.
Oh, well. We'll see what this turns out to be. We're testing it for right now. But this is part of our... Stuck in Beta podcast that we've been working on for the last almost 10 years with a little hiatus. In the
10
middle.
Years? Have we done this 10 years?
2016 is when we started this.
No kidding.
Yeah. We had a hiatus for 5 years in the middle.
Oh, okay. So, all right, whatever. All right, well... I guess that's been our show.
It's been our show.
I wish I could play you the outro music, but man, my iPad is dead, and my it's an old one, so lightning cable's somewhere. I don't know. Every lightning cable around this house is broken.
We'll get it fixed next week.
Okay. See ya.